It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Business of the Week, and we've got Noelle and Tammy from Murray Law, from Cedar Rapids and Pocahontas. And, you know, last week, Pocahontas Chamber of Commerce was the Business of the Week, and now this week, another Pocahontas business. How involved are you in the Pocahontas community when it comes to things? I know last week was the carnival and the car show and everything. Do you guys do a lot of stuff with, like, the chamber and things?
We do. I like to keep very involved if I can be, at least as much as possible. We always have a float in the Heritage Days parade.
Nice.
We try to sponsor an activity, an event for Heritage Days and other events. We also have a light float in the Christmas parade.
Okay.
I'm on the board, the chamber board, and I love it. It's a lot of fun. It's
and,
a great little
And you've
community.
Heard about the kaleidoscopes going in. Have
yes.
you heard about the kaleidoscopes? Those
are yes. in Rolfe.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really? Well, there's going to be one in Pocahontas, too. They're doing them in all the cities in the county.
That's
which
fantastic.
Is going to be awesome. And I'm sure you've had your picture taken in front of the giant Pocahontas statue. Doesn't everybody do that?
I think it's a rite of passage.
I think you have
Wait,
to.
It's not Rolfe. It's Fonda. That guy.
No, I think it is
He's
Rolfe.
Saying every... Oh.
Every town, okay.
I think they know they started in Rolfe, but I know they're putting one.
Okay.
When I was talking to Parker,
uh-huh.
Parker Adele last
yeah.
week,
he did
they're putting it in it's on the south side of town.
Okay.
They're putting one in. Pocahontas was next. They had done Rolfe, and they maybe had done Fonda, and then Pocahontas was.
They're
doing all of the town, yeah. So we've been talking about your law firm, and one of the things you brought up a couple of days ago was you do debt collection. How often and what does that entail for your law firm? And if businesses need your services, what do they go about doing to get a hold of you for that?
Well, they can email me, call me, or walk across the street, depending on where they're located. I do a lot of creditor representation for debt collection, but I also do debtor representation at all, and I think it's good to have a perspective on both ends of that perspective. I know what needs to be proven up if you're the plaintiff in a debt collection case, and I know what defenses have been successful. So I will talk to anybody about their needs, whether it's a couple of past due accounts that need some encouragement to get paid, or if it's a defendant who's been served with a money judgment lawsuit.
See, now I've seen a lot of videos online of debt collectors who aren't necessarily so scrupulous when they do their collection practices. They'll call you and say they're going to kill your dog or things like that. You don't do anything like that. You're not involved in any of that.
No.
I knew the answer to that question. I could just tell, but I was hoping that's what you would say.
Yeah, it's pretty regulated. Federal Debt Collection Practices Act is pretty specific about not engaging in those kinds of behavior. And as a law firm, we certainly are above board about all of our practices. And we are, my debt collection paralegal is, for example, just the best. And we endeavor to treat everyone with respect, whether they are a client or a debtor. And we do a good job of that, I can say with confidence.
I mean, it would go without saying that of course you're above and beyond what you're supposed to be. I would hope so. But it's interesting that you handle on both sides of it, because that, again, like you said, it gives you the proper perspective of what debtors are going through. Because a lot of times it's good people who just fall into bad situations and who don't necessarily. You know, they're not bad people, they just can't pay that bill, and next thing you know it just snowballs, and next thing you know they got to start making decisions of whether they're paying rent or paying that credit card payment, and rent probably wins, and then you know, and it's good to have the perspective on both sides of it.
I agree, and we are absolutely sympathetic to folks in that position, and we get calls from people who are very angry when they call, and by the time they hang up they are breathing a little easier.
I can imagine. I imagine talking to either one of you puts people at ease when they have, you know, because that's the one thing about the law. It is not something that most people know a lot about until something happens and you have to find out about it. And it sounds like you guys do a good job of helping people understand that.
I'd like to think we do.
Yeah, I think that's the most important thing when someone comes in is just to listen, understand their problem, their legal issue, and then explain, you know, the options that they have, and in a way that they can understand it, and then take action.
Yeah, most laymen don't know enough about the law, again, until you're served papers and go, what do I do now? And that's when they have to start finding out about it. But if people wanted to get a hold of you to hire you for either for debt collection or other practices, how do they do that?
Well, our phone number is 319-366-8493, and that's going to ring across the board at the Pocahontas office and the Cedar Rapids office.
So it doesn't matter if maybe they're in Charles City or maybe they're in Rockwell City, they can get a hold of you either way.
Absolutely.
And you can handle what they need to do. Tammy and Noel from Murray Law, thank you for coming in for the Business of the Week. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.